Hello, my name's Colin Davis. Thank you for listening to this short podcast entitled Decisions, Decisions, Decisions. You'll find the full transcript for this on my blog site, which is at www.c21consulting.co.uk, alongside other articles and blogs around organisation development, change management, people performance and effectiveness. So, what do you do when you have so many opportunities around you, but you only have so much time in the day? That's a question that periodically bothers me. I like to think of myself as something of a glasses half full person, but this does have its drawbacks. I tend to be very good at spotting opportunities, but far less effective at prioritising them and focusing my energy on the chosen ones. Someone once said, "You can do anything, but you can't do everything." Some bright spark got that right. So, if I can't do everything, how do I decide what part of the everything I'm going to focus on? Here are some of the criteria that are helping me at the moment, and maybe they'll help you too. By all means, add your comments and views onto my blog later on. Firstly, personal values. A work colleague of mine many years ago once said to me, "Colin, I really envy you because you are doing exactly what you enjoy doing in your job." My reply went something like this: "Why waste your life doing something you don't enjoy?" For me, one of the drivers of prioritisation are the values by which you live your life. If you choose a path which doesn't match those values, then don't be surprised if you end up being less than satisfied and less than effective. Secondly, personal capacity and capability. Prioritising things which fall either within your capacity or capability, or which are within your short to medium term grasp, will affect your productivity in a positive way. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a long term dream or aspiration, but any dream without a defined pathway designed to get you there is nothing more than a fantasy. If you want a fantasy, go and watch a movie or something. Thirdly, available resources. What do you have at your disposal that you can use or leverage? This could be money, assets, people, skills, networks, influence, equipment, or a whole range of other things. If you don't possess what you need to start on the thing you want to prioritise, then you need a plan to get it. Without that, you're back in the realm of dreams again. I would assert that you need a critical mass of resources to get started or to be able to seriously prioritise something. If you don't have what you need, then your priority becomes getting hold of it. I think these are some of the fundamentals for me. I'm sure that you can think of plenty more which reflect your own experience. Thank you for listening. And again, if you want to go to my blog site, you can make a comment on this, which is at www.c21consulting.co.uk.